775 Sorgel, February 2, 2009. 2.1 Glasses, Gashmas, Media Pocket. Okay, actually, I mean, if you, I assume you want to get a book,
please stop.
I'll get it to you now and we'll deal with the finances later. $20.
Dr. Sorgel, I sent you the PDFs of the book.
Yeah.
But we've got to figure out where getting the print back to you.
Okay. So, let's talk about the mini project, and at the same time, review sort of the process of societal construction that you may have read about some. And again, you're doing the mini project manually, just sort of to get it concretely in your mind, and then from then on it will all be computer processing. The tenant constructed is all from multiple sources, so the first step needs to be to collect all the terms and put them all together into one big pool to deal with. You just have two, and the pool is going to be a deck of cards with the terms transferred. And so the first step is just to make a call for every term and every source, as indicated, I think I told you for the one, unless you take them all, for the other terms, the ones with stars. And then at that point, we just merge alphabetically, because clerically, that's all we can do. Actually, if there is a process in there which is too involved for the mini project, but that one would particularly do if one will do this pooling by computer, exploits is anonymous term relationships that were collected from the sources. Because then you can bring together not only terms that are the same in two sources, but also terms that are synonymous. And you may in fact have one source with one term, another source with another term, and a third source that shows the two terms are synonymous. So if you do this process well and exploit those relationships, you can reduce the number of units, if you will, to be dealt with significantly. The unit you deal with is the content, ultimately. But for the mini project, the first step is just alphabetical merging. I think there's only one or two terms that are the same. And then out of two calls, make one. So what's the next step? Well, actually, I should have mentioned, as you transfer the information, you clearly want to transfer everything that is there. The terms and all the information given about the term. If there were definitions, you would have them. I don't think there are any definitions of this one. But as one of you asked me, we have C also relationships. What are they? Well, you have a piece of information. These two terms are related. What you don't know is how. So the calls actually have a place for unspecified relationship. And so you put it down, and later on you can specify what you want to do. The other piece in the book explains is keeping track of sources. Of course, that's a pain manually. It can be easily done by computer. So, you have created a card for each term, for every source. You have alphabetized them. You have identified which are the same. And So now you have a piece somewhat consolidated, but there may still be synonyms in there. So what do you do next? For a small set like this, you could just divide it up into groupings on a table, and you will discover synonyms. That way, because there will be at the same little pile. And then again, out of two chords, make one. Just pick one of the chords, and for the other one, the term, if you pick the chord from term B, I mean from source B, then the term from source A is synonymous, goes into synonymous term field. And any relationships that are on that chord go on the new on the merged chord. And when you transfer the term in the synonymous term field, transfer the source with it. So you will still know as you work further on that this concept occurs in two of your sources. I read under different names. Okay, then what? To really analyze as well.
Would you start to arrange them? Like hierarchically or something?
There is some sort of hierarchy already because you made those groups. It's sort of rough, okay. But it's...
Start to form relationships? Subgroups.
So remember, the end purpose of it is to have a nicely structured scheme that's arranged in facets.
Identify the facets.
How?
Semantic ordering.
When the facets or groupings are elemental or primitive concepts. Mm-hmm. And so how do you find what elemental concepts are needed in this domain? If you did 670, you should remember assignment 12, and if you didn't, then I have to give it to you so you can do that as sort of a preliminary exercise.
Semantic factoring.
You take each of the concept figures and you try to express them as a combination of elemental concepts. Now, that background is explained in chapter 14 of Organizing Information, which is a piece of prerequisite reading for this class. That will generate new concepts. Because those primitive concepts that you, or elemental concepts you need, you use as semantic factors may not, they may already be on your list, but often they are not. So then it's a new code. And then you can create, you can figure out facets. Actually, we're going to take a stab at figuring out facets, and I did, and one of the tasks for the day was to sort of get a first sense of what's a conceptual schema for a, and all of these are what they call information referral systems. So what's a conceptual schema for an information referral database? Which is another approach to discovering facets. Did you do, Was that too hard to do quite yet, or did you come up with some ideas about that? Just by looking at the... So really doing systematic, you would go through all these processes and then do the semantic factoring. Because then you will see that some of the primitive concepts belong to type of people, and some belong to place, and some belong to whatever. They said, I want to give too much away. I want you to think about it.
Treat each
be also as a concept separate, or is that information included under the term? For the mini project, all the cost references are just used as information about that term.
Okay.
In a real life project, you couldn't have that. Because you cannot have a blind cost reference. In a real project, you need to, it might happen. If you enter every source in its entirety, then it shouldn't happen to have a black box reference. Because the source shouldn't have one. But they might. But shouldn't. No. On the other hand, if you enter sources selectively, you enter only some terms, and then you enter all the related terms, then it might of course be that one of the related terms points to a term that you have not selected. And Joe Master will spit out all the software, will spit out all the blind box references. And at that point you can decide whether, for the purposes of your thesaurus piece you're developing, that the related term actually should be included as a term, or you delete the relationship. But the fact that it has a relationship from something you from a term that you thought would be included sort of makes this related to a good candidate to go in your system. Okay, maybe before we talk about conceptual schema of any questions you have about the process. Project.
We're combining the two sources then into a single.
Yeah. That's just, you combine the two sources into one, then you develop one scheme.
What happens if within one of your lists, it looks like there's some of these, a couple of them are synonyms. Do you combine those in the list, or you leave them separate within the one list before you combine them?
Oh, within the first thing you do, you just leave them. Just leave the lists alone, and you just do a clerical alphabetical sort.
Okay, yep.
Now, in that process where you divide it up into little pieces and you discover synonyms,
yes,
it might be that, as you point out, that they didn't do that list very well and have in there two terms that are actually synonyms.
Okay.
Which shouldn't happen unless it's a C reference. I mean, this one of your pieces has C references. But they also theorized, existing, that where they didn't really recognize synonym relationship, and they have two terms or synonyms, even though the whole purpose is to avoid that. But then you would discover them, and you would merge the two under one call. And in this case, the main term would have a source, and the term listed in the anonymous term field That's the same source.
The bothers me is isolation and loss of contact. They're from the same list.
And using the synonyms.
I do.
If you think they're synonyms, then you couldn't become one.
Thank you.
And I didn't spell out all the details, but one that you want to keep on the call to notation from the source of that fact. The notation of term number. Because that will allow you to go back into that hierarchical structure if you develop your own. You may want to use what that is. Other questions about process?
Yeah, I suspect
I'll
have some once we start doing it.
Right.
Hard to anticipate
something. Yeah, then you can email me. So, just looking over the two lists of terms. Again, taking sort of the somewhat different perspective, looking at it and say, all right, I want to do a database, in information control database. And let's see, we want to do a relational database. So we need a schema. Actually, now, well, most of you took 670 with me, but if you didn't, did you do 690?
Yes.
And they should have talked about the entity relationship approach in 690, say?
Yes.
Okay, so you have some. Okay, so if you want to do an entity relationship schema for an information and referral database, some part is sort of we talked about the last time that you have to think about is not on those lists. What's the actual central entity type in this? And what do you want to find in this database?
A service.
Ultimately, you want to find a service.
Yeah.
So an entity type is service. Information is true. So service is some slogan I can say on 2121 Duke Street between 8 and 11 each day, Monday to Friday. I can go and have my teeth checked, or I can go and get psychological counseling, or I can go and get some information on food, or maybe information on food is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 9 in the evening, this place offers a class on good nutrition and how to buy food cheaper. So These are all instances of a service. It's an actual concrete welcome that's being offered that people can go to. That's the end of the type of service. Okay. In the system, we would identify that with better numbers. So we want to find those servers. So obviously something needs to be known about them. We have to store some data about servers. What kind of data do we need to store about servers?
Location.
Okay. So we will have another entity type location. And we need to make out an entity, a relationship.
Is located?
No. So it has location, it has offered at, it could do offer at. But at location is totally fine. So in other words, sometimes the relationship type of repeats in it.
We want to know, like, what days and times.
Okay. So we have another one. Actually, I could be used off of that, but that's more than I have another question. And I could say time. And the service over that time, which makes time another entity type. Service now that gets a little more complex because you have to have all these time intervals when it's offered and all that. I'm not going to get into that. It's tangential to what it is. Okay, what else?
There's the need, I suppose, of the person looking for. Or the need requires a service, I suppose.
Okay.
Type of service?
Type of service is sort of, we'll have to define it. Give me examples of what you mean by need.
Well, I guess I was looking at this thing, barriers on the... Where it's something like lack of childcare would be one barrier in which you would have to... something that you have to overcome and something that you have to... that you're looking in the Yellow Pages or this list for. So I was
So why don't you all look at that piece of the list? Whether you find
it's the person that has the lack of something. So would person be an entity type? Because
well, there's lack of and there is
inadequate.
Inadequate.
Unwanted person.
And there is, I think the heading of the whole is this barrier, right? Mm-hmm. So, we'll have to deal with that somehow.
Yeah.
But then there's child care. There's one of the other things that are in combination with lack of.
Job. Lack of inadequate income.
Housing.
Cool.
Okay, so if you take that whole list, child care, income, job, housing.
Resources?
Amenities?
Well, there are needs, but there's also, for example, the same thing, there's a service for childcare, there's a service for Mm-hmm. So the need doesn't quite capture it.
That's why I said resource, though. Cause
the resource might be...
I don't know.
They are, in a way, they're subjects. They are different, or... But maybe another term for that. So it's the same classification of whatever we call it that's used to say something about a need, and that's used to say something about a service. How we call this area of need or service? Area of need. Or service, but it could be either one. Then we have to relate this to a service, so we have to make a statement about the service. It's about that area, what the relationship be.
Acceptance is a good one. Mm-hmm. How about that? That's good.
So the area is still an abstract area, not a...
Right.
Today. We always have the problem with language. And so this means that your scheme will have to have a list of these. But that's how the services are classified. Can you see any apples that are...
To any person?
Well...
Because there's some services that are for, you know, pregnant teens and disabilities and things.
Okay, so we need to be able to characterize the type of person to whom the service is best. And so we have to... When you do this, you have to be very careful. A person would be the individual. Mm-hmm. And we don't deal with individuals. But actually, the database could store, in addition to information about services, who was referred to what service. If that was part of the deal, then person would be named type. But that's sort of outside the purview.
So would you make it like person type or person characteristics or
person characteristics?
Area of person.
Then we could say service
if you really want to do it completely lastly correct, then we'll have to say service persons with characteristics, one long just say serve, and say person characteristics. You can't serve. Well, it just doesn't fit. I mean, you serve, you always serve persons. But then they are selected by such characteristics, and that would be and the other side of the relationship, then it would be chosen characteristics. So what are chosen characteristics?
Well, that could be like there could be several characteristics on that side of the relationship.
Yes.
Like low income or female or teen.
Okay. So they are actually chosen characteristics is not a fact. So it's more an umbrella for several facets, different ways to characterize a person. And so gender would be one, age would be one, income level would be one, ethnicity might be one, so more of these might occur to you as you look through this. As you do semantic factoring, and when you do semantic factoring, the primitive concepts you come up with are instances of one of these, then you are done with that. But if it doesn't fit into one of these, then you need to. Let me just do one other example where it's getting tricky. Location is an actual location. It's an actual place, an address. But somewhere in there is, I think there's a mobile mill.
Yeah.
Mobile mill. There's sort of a concept in there that is an amalgam, if you will. It's, what is it?
Home meals, mobile meals, or congregate
meals. Congregate meals. So I would suggest you make 3 calls for that one. Actually, maybe 4. You make 1 call for this, but then you make 1 for mobile meals, 1 for congregate meals, and 1 for home meals. Because they are... So when you semantic factor mobile meals, so it's a service, and the service addresses food. And but there are obviously many, so how could we express the mobile? It's clearly related to location, but it doesn't have an address. So what would be the entity type? It's not a specific location. Could be in San Francisco, could be Washington, could be in Chicago. But it's all mobile meals.
Usually corporate headquarters.
No. There may be different organizations that do it. So the point is, it's not a characterization by a specific location that it is. It's characterized by
how they deliver.
Yeah, but it still has to do with location somehow.
Region or city?
Well, let's do the home. Maybe easier home meals, where the people there have to deliver meals to people's homes. It's clearly related to location, but it's not one specific location. We found out we don't deal with specific people, but we deal with proven characteristics.
Location type.
Yeah, but this occurs very often, that you have concrete things like location with addresses, and you have location type. We could actually. Use the offer that location type. And so instance of vacation time would be more.
Home?
The congregate would be some public space as opposed to home. And then you could specify that, and in your scheme there needs to be a dedicated vacation time. I think I'll stop here and let you figure out the rest. Okay. I mean, this should give you the idea. It also sort of shows with concrete example that exit has its facets. Yeah. Often the same thing. Not quite always the problem. For example, in the bibliographic database, you could have a relationship that document is published in location. And you could have a relationship document deals with location. It could be the document published in Brazil, or it could be document about Brazil. In both cases, you have an entity type location, but here you actually have two facets. The published in is one facet. The deals with is another facet, even though you have only one entity type.
Are all these entity types under services?
No. Service is one entity type. There, we just, when we developed a conceptual schema, so we can store information about services. This is why service is sort of always in the beginning. But remember the last time we had another entity type, demographic group. And one value of this could be elderly women. And so we can have demographic group.
And by the way, we just number the demographic groups in that exercise. So now we have an entity type on the left side that's not service. Demographic group includes, and to make this really complete, we'll do it again, person with characteristic be a plural, be a singular. And if the database contains two pieces, that both person demographic group includes person's characteristic female, and person group 5 includes person's characteristic female, and another person group demographic group 5 includes person's characteristic 65 and over, or elderly, whichever you want to call that, then that demographic group 5 has been can be seen as being elderly women. And then we can say service characteristic, and we could allow here either a person characteristic, or we could allow here a demographic group. Either one. We went through the example, which is also in the notes from last time. So you can go back and look at that. Alright. That's the
anybody. Now, are there any questions? We need to do a little scheduling, and then we'll disband into groups. Now, as I look, there's only two people who didn't do 670. Actually, no, you haven't. You're doing it now, and so for your purposes, it's okay. Because on the calendar for last week, but that happened last week because one of the people wasn't there, is a tutorial or a small group exercise I do in 670, mm-hmm. which you might want to do now, when it comes up in 670. And we need to have meetings with the groups. The group meetings may be fairly short. So if we start those now, we might be able to get them done by 2:30. And we can do the the tutorial right after that. And maybe run a little over in time. Maybe run to 4. Okay. There's also, I'm going to deal with this assignment as part of that, because you also want to do an assignment after.
That's the preparatory assignment?
Yeah.
I'll look for that in the packet.
No. Since sometimes they put it in the packet, but if there are only 3 people, then I send them to you. No, Melissa. The preparatory assignment I sent to you as a PDF. So you should have it. Okay, so in the groups, we will talk about scenario and your first stab at finding some sources. Now, let me just review what groups we have and whether that's now fine. So we had one group going to deal with the tags, and actually that's maybe not quite the right way to put it. Dealing with building a thesaurus that would serve the indexing retrieval of our objects, and one source of it is a list of tags assigned in that Steve Museum project, social tagging of images. And it was somewhat unclear there was another group that thought about film, but I mean also in the generic area of art, if you will. And you are going to think about whether you want to do film or whether you wanted to try in one big group on the tags. Did you
I think we decided to do film.
To do the film? Okay. That's good. And Dan, you're going to go to the film? Okay. So it's just going to be the two of you working on that. And then Melissa Resnick is going to work on a project or on a thesaurus which make disaster medicine maybe as good a title as any. There is a disaster medicine resource center at NRM, and they have a need to develop a thesaurus, a knowledge organization system for that system. And so this project will not completely fill their need, but it will do something. Now, I don't know what you want to do. You want to join that enterprise, or you want to do something on your own?
I'll join that.
Okay.
Probably better than that I could do myself. So. Oh, right. Gotcha. I love that.
Okay. I think I'll probably meet with the film people first.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to meet with the two of you. And then I'm going to. Actually, we had some discussion with Melissa, so it may be fairly quick.
Okay.
But then.
I just want you to fill in, and I'll send you a lot of the links that I sent after for and the information.
Good, and maybe we could just meet here, and then the rest of you can disperse someplace. Wherever you want to be. There's a table out there in the pod where you can sit and actually, man, you could fill them in before we get together. It would be a good idea for you to get together and catch up. Okay? And so I will find you around here somewhere if we're ready before 2:30. By 2:30, the three of you should be back in here for the for the exercise.
Okay.
Okay?
So, I'm just going to grab that.
I'm not sure the cards won't do much good to you. Oh, okay.
No problem.
Okay.
How many is it
going to
take?
No, about 50. Let's take those. This is more than 50. But you don't need bring back.
It's okay.
Did that exercise work out without the board? I think you should have.
Yeah, it's confusing, but it's getting
better. Okay.
I mean, we have to cover everything.
End of this session. I would also be interested.